The audit control standard requires a covered entity to implement mechanisms that record activity in information systems that contain or use EPHI. An example of this is a record created in a log file or database whenever EPHI is accessed or changed that might record information such as the unique identifier of the person who accessed the information, the date of access, and details of any changes made. The integrity standard requires the protection of EPHI from unauthorized or unintended alteration or destruction. There are many ways that EPHI might be unintentionally altered or destroyed, ranging from an employee accidentally or intentionally deleting data from an HIT system, to the failure of an electronic component that leads to database corruption and altered data. There are technical controls that can be implemented to enable detection of alteration of data. For example, hashing algorithms can be used to calculate a checksum value for an EPHI document or record. If the document or record is altered, rerunning the hashing algorithm against the document or record will detect the alteration because the checksum will change. The change can be assumed to be an integrity violation if there is no record of the change in an audit log.